Ah, this is the life, eh? Sun's out, working day's behind us.
Yep.
Of course, you should be drinking a proper pint instead of that fizzy stuff.
Oi, oi.
But I ain't complaining.
So how did it go on Friday? Did you have a good time?
Oh, it was great, Ed. I mean, when I think I left school with barely a qualification, now both my kids have letters after their name.
Did Brenda have to wear one of them funny hats?
What, a mortarboard?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. And a gown. Vicky's going to put a photo on the village website.
Well, I'll have to have a look.
Yeah, you should. We just got to hope she can find a job. Ain't easy for you young'uns these days.
Oh, I guess not. Tom must be doing all right, though, eh?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Moved back to Bridge Farm. Seems to have worked out. Actually, you know, the round's doing pretty well at the moment. People seem to still want to buy good milk.
Yeah.
I was thinking, shame we ain't got a few more cows. I'm sure we could sell the milk.
Yeah, right. Like I could manage with a bigger herd.
Yeah, well, of course you could. And the customers love the milk. Look, if we could put on a couple more rounds, we could start delivering to places like Brampton and Avebury.
Avebury?
Borchester, even. I reckon people would buy it.
Nice idea, Mike. But I reckon I've got my hands full taking over the herd as it is.
Ah, don't be so down on yourself. You know what? It's not such a stupid idea.
Well, hello there, you two.
Ah, Jazzer, there you are. I wasn't sure if you were going to turn up.
Well, here I am.
Now, you've still got your phone turned off.
Necessity.
Oh, yeah? What is that, then?
Annette, she won't stop phoning me.
Well, you treat her right, Jazza. She's only young.
Oh, don't you start. It's not my fault if I'm a magnet to women.
Oh. Yeah, right.
There's nothing going on between us anyway.
Yeah, whatever you say, Jazz.
Nothing worth speaking about. There, it's turned on now. I noticed you haven't bought me a pint.
I didn't know you were still coming, did I?
All right. I'll let you off. I'll be back in a minute.
So what would you like to drink? Annette? Huh? Wine? Beer?
Oh, I'll have a bottle of lager, please.
Right.
Who are you texting?
Just Jazza.
Again?
Yes.
Oh, Annette.
It's done now.
How many have you sent today? He'd reply if he wanted to, you know.
Oh, you don't understand. He does this sometimes. He'll text me back eventually. What was that? That was his mobile.
Oh, it could have been anybody's.
No, that's definitely him.
What do you like?
I have a pint of Shires, please.
I can't see him.
Dad?
Oh, fellas.
Scotch, I do.
I'll go and grab a table outside.
Okay, Roy.
Evening, ladies.
Oh, hello, Jim. You all seem very happy.
Well, so we should. We just won at the cricket.
Really? It was fantastic. Who were you playing?
Paxley. Beat them by 36 runs.
Woo! Congratulations.
They look like a completely different team now that Adam's taken them in hand.
Yes.
Is Tom with you?
He's catching up. He's just dropping his kit at home.
I'll be back in a minute.
Oh, Annette.
You ordered yet?
No, not yet.
Well, don't worry. I'll get them. What are you having?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
I couldn't have more cows on the land I've got.
Well, and I agree.
I'd have to have loads more bought-in feed.
Yeah, I know, but we could rent some extra land, just so long as it was nearby, and then you'd be able to use the same milking setup. I mean, when you think about it, the overheads wouldn't really be that different. We'd just be spreading them over more production.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, of course. Be even better if it didn't cost anything.
Yeah, well, the rent would be covered by the extra sales.
Yeah, but I'd still have to buy the cows, though. Where am I going to get that kind of money? Every penny I can save is going to be going straight towards repaying Oliver.
Well, maybe we could share a loan.
No, I can't get into any more debt. I'm sorry, Mike.
No, fair dues. No, it was only a thought.
And it's a good one. It's just...
No, I know, maybe in a couple of years, eh?
Yeah.
Evening.
Ah, Roy, you back from the cricket already?
Yeah. You're right, Ed, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks. Jazza?
So, did you win?
Yeah, we most certainly did.
Oh, well done.
What are you doing there? I'm sorry, I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, of course. Anyone else with you?
Yeah, Alistair and Jim are at the bar. A lot of folks had to go home, though.
That's busy time of year, isn't it? Bet Adam must be chuffed. All that extra practice he's been putting you through. Must be starting to pay off.
No, I suppose. Nice if we could start having some fun again, though.
Fun?
Yeah.
Well, you're winning, ain't you? What more do you want?
What do you mean you can't get out?
Annette's here, isn't she? She's in the bar.
So?
I tell you, if she spots me, it'll be my bunny that gets boiled.
That's your problem, mate.
Quiet.
I'm not going to break you out of the gent's toilet.
Please, mate.
I'll just be a man and face up to her.
Helen's out there as well. I could really deal without another mouthful for her.
Oh,
come on, man. Don't be a Jesse. I've helped you out with some fixes before now.
What do you want me to do?
Just be a lookout so as I don't get busted. I've already tried climbing out the window, but I think the sink's going to fall off the wall.
All right.
So, you're going to come and get me?
Yes, OK. Just stay where you are.
Brussels?
And Bruges? There was an offer in the Sunday newspaper. You can go on some really great coach holidays now.
You're going to go by coach?
Well, why not? Vicky said she wanted to go somewhere foreign for her honeymoon.
Yeah, but Dad...
And it includes a stay in a 4-star hotel. I reckon she'd love it.
Here we are.
Oh, evening, Alistair. I hear we're celebrating.
Yes, I guess so.
Cheers, Alistair.
You enjoy the match, Jim?
Formidable stuff. Adam's really whipped them into shape.
Dad, look, sure, Brussels and Bruges are very nice, but do you really think it's what Vicky really has in mind?
What's this?
Oh, Dad's thinking about where to go on honeymoon.
Aha.
I thought a trip to Flanders might be the answer.
Oh, yes. Bruges is spectacular.
You see?
You must go to the Groothuis Museum. Eh? It houses a fascinating Baroque memorial to Charles II. Do you remember, Alistair?
Yes, I do, Dad. But do you think Vicky would be interested, though?
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, don't you want to go somewhere a bit more exotic? You know, with a beach and a bit of nightlife? Mm. You're not going to get that in Bruges.
Well, no. Not if all you want is to bake yourself in the sun.
Not everyone enjoys trawling around museums, Dad.
I'm just not sure Belgians are a cup of tea.
They have good beer.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, well, maybe you're right. Perhaps I do need to think of somewhere different.
I don't want to stop you going somewhere you'd like.
No, it makes no difference to me. Just so long as Vicky's happy. Hmm, somewhere exotic, eh? I wonder where we could go.
Well,
hold on.
Is you there?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
What do you mean you don't think so?
I can't see her. Oh, come on. Stop being such a wuss.
You're certain she's not around.
Just come out of there.
All right.
What are you doing now?
Just head for the door.
Jazza!
Oh, God.
Look, hiding behind me is not going to work. You're only going to draw more attention to yourself.
Jazza!
Oh, no.
I thought you were here.
Annette.
What are you two up to?
Nothing.
We were just...
Got in the bog.
Together?
Aye.
Yeah, but we've been now.
Right. You wouldn't mind giving us a minute?
No, of course not.
Alright.
See you outside.
Cheers, mate.
So, where have you been? I've been texting you.
Have you?
Yeah, I sent one 5 minutes ago. Didn't you get it?
Oh, aye. That ain't right.
Have you been ignoring me?
Ignoring you? No, of course no, doll.
Good.
I've been wanting to talk to you, actually.
Talk?
Aye.
Not anything else, because, I mean, the flat's empty for a while. We could go back there now, if you like.
No, right this minute, no.
I've missed you.
Listen.
Come on. This way.
No.
Then Helen won't see us.
We can't.
Why not? I promise we'll be on our own.
No. We can't do this anymore. Look, I don't want to hurt you, but...
Jazza?
This thing between us, whatever it is, it has to stop.
What do you mean?
I can't be any clearer.
But I don't understand. I thought you liked me.
But you're a sweet lassie.
Then what have I done wrong?
Look,
is it the texting? Because I can stop that.
No, it's just... We both want different things.
Do we?
You want a boyfriend and I just...
We can take it more slowly. I don't mind, really.
Just gear up, will you?
Please, Jazza, don't do this.
Annette. Oh, I'm sorry, I'll just...
No, you're all right. I was gone anyway.
Oh, okay then. Annette, are you...
Just leave me alone, Helen.
Why? What's happened?
What do you think?
Now I know. I mean, I can guess. What did he say?
Oh, nothing really. Just that he's not interested.
Oh, Annette, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
But you'll find somebody else.
I didn't want to find anyone else, though, did I?
I know. Oh, come here.
Honestly, Helen, just forget it.
But I just want...
Don't make a scene. I just want to get out of here.
You can't deny it, Alistair. The difference was clear.
It is only a village cricket team, Dad.
Well, that may be so, but it still requires discipline.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And it's discipline that Adam's been able to instill in the team.
Yeah, hang on. Alistair did captain us to victory in the league a couple of years ago.
Thank you, Roy.
And you did pretty well in the village cup.
Oh, yes, perhaps. But he's never been a natural leader. Have you, Alistair? Even you'd admit that.
All I know is it's very easy to cast judgment, especially when you're sitting on the sidelines.
Well, you won anyway.
Actually, you may find I'm on the sidelines a little more often from now on.
What?
Room for one more.
Jazzy, you all right, mate?
Aye.
What are you talking about?
No problem.
Adams asked me to help out with the scoring.
When did he do that?
During the break. I think you were still sulking after that hopeless reverse sweep.
So, ain't Colin doing it no more?
No, he's moving away.
Ah.
I'm going to sit in with him during the next match so I can brush up.
Hey, Al, you all right there? You're looking a bit green.
Yes, yes. I'm fine.
Here, let me get you another drink.
Ned?
Hey, Roy, I'll have another pint of your buying.
Are you sure you're all right?
Fine, Helen. I just want to get back to the flat.
Would you like me to come back with you?
No. No, it's okay.
Well, I don't mind.
Really, it's not as if I haven't been dumped before. But Guy's a whole lot better than Jazza McCreary.
But I really don't think...
You stay and enjoy yourself. Tom will be here soon.
Honestly, if you need some company, I'm happy to come back with you.
No, Helen. Have a good time with everyone else. I'd rather just be on my own.
Tom! Morning.
What are you doing here? You're not doing the milking this morning.
No, I know. But I thought you might need a hand.
Ah, it's very thoughtful of you, but my back's feeling a lot better now.
Well, you still need to take it easy. There's no point taking the risk.
Go on, get in there. Aren't you at Sawyer's farm today?
Yeah, that's why I thought I'd come and help you now. I'm going to be cooped up inside making sausages most of the day.
You have a good time at cricket yesterday?
Haven't you heard?
I know you won.
That's right.
Well done.
Cheers. I'm hoping Adam might go a little easier on us now. It's hardly as if we're not all busy this time of year. It's like David says, cricket's when you're supposed to relax.
So, you do anything to celebrate?
No, not really. A few of us went back to the Bull. Helen was there.
Oh, yeah. And Annette, I suppose?
No. Jazza finally dumped her at last.
Oh, right. I wasn't sure if they were still going out.
Yeah, well, they weren't really.
Eh?
It was an on-off sort of thing.
Sure, it's hard to keep track.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say anything.
No, yeah, of course not. I keep my nose out of that sort of thing.
Yeah, sure. Well, we're not getting much done standing around here.
No, and you're meant to be helping me.
Exactly, so come on, let's get these cows through the parlour.
Have you seen the sink in the chest?
No.
I don't know what someone's been doing in there, but it's almost off the wall. I'll have to get Sid to have a look at it.
Yeah.
You all right, love?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm almost finished bottling up.
Oh, I didn't mean that. You just seem a bit down at the moment. You got out planned for the week?
Not really.
No more auditions?
Would it do any good if we did? Just be another load of X Factor rejects and wannabe dads.
Oh, come on now, love. There's plenty of talented guitarists around the place.
Not in Borsetshire, apparently.
Nonsense. You just haven't found him yet. But you will. I promise. You just need to keep looking.
But it's not just about finding any old guitarist, though. Me and Finn, we wrote all of our best songs together. Mm. Now that he's left, I'm just worried.
What?
Well...
What, that you won't be able to write on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, that's rubbish. You're a great writer. Of course you'll be able to do it on your own.
It won't be the same, though. And the way the band sounds, that's the two of us. I don't know, I'm just starting to wonder. Now that Finn's left and things have got quiet...
Fallon, no.
Maybe it's time I thought about packing it in.
You can't, love. Think of how far you've come. Oh, it's not so long ago you were touring.
Yeah, and where's that got us?
Well, you can't give up now. I know how you must feel, but you've got to keep going.
It's time.
Hmm?
Have you opened up?
Oh, no, not yet.
All right. Looks like it's going to be another lovely day. Let's hope it brings out the punters.
Alan, please, Mum, just leave it.
Yeah, all right.
But I really don't want to talk about
it. Even if you're right and the lies are over, you can always join another group, you know. Start again with someone new.
What's this?
Oh, nothing, Sid.
Fallon's thinking of calling it a day with the band.
Really? Oh, well, if you don't think it's going anywhere, perhaps it's time to look for something else.
Sid? No! She still has plenty of options.
Oh, can we not turn this into a discussion?
But you've got your qualifications. You could do something on the technical side.
What?
Or how about concert promotion? You do a brilliant job arranging gigs for upstairs.
No, if I can't perform, I don't want to do anything.
Oh, please, love, don't get down. There are still loads of things you could do.
Morning, all.
Oh, hello, Lillian.
Oh, not too early, am I?
Oh.
You look as if you're not quite ready for customers yet.
No, it's fine.
How's it going?
Oh, Tom.
I see the combine's up at Primrose Bank. You must be getting on okay.
Yeah, not bad. Here, I'll do that.
Oh, right, thanks.
Yes, the wheat dried off fairly quickly, so we were able to crack on. I've just brought back the first load.
How's it looking?
Oh, good.
Really?
Yes, fingers crossed. Certainly a lot better than last year.
That's not saying much.
Well, let's just hope we get a decent price for it.
Well, that's great. You obviously don't need me.
Yeah. Why are you here?
I just wanted to check you were getting on okay.
Oh, we're doing fine. Everything's going very smoothly.
So I see.
Right then.
Actually, I was talking to David yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
He and Ruth are thinking about going on holiday.
You and Brenda want to get away somewhere?
No, but you should, though.
What?
You and Mum haven't been on holiday this year.
Chance would be a fine thing.
You could do it. Things have settled down now.
No.
Why not?
Well, it wouldn't be fair on you. Or Helen. Besides, I've only just had a week off with my back.
Exactly. That wasn't a problem.
Well, you might not have thought so.
Well, at least consider it. You could do with a break.
Look, it's a nice idea, but I don't think the time's quite right.
But...
Now, I'm sorry, Tom. I need to get on.
Oh, I don't know about you, Jolene. When I look back at my life, I spent so long waiting to find the right person.
Yeah, I know.
Ever since I lost Nick. A little while, I thought I'd be happy with Ralph. Oh, and then it was just a string of flings and short-lived affairs.
Well, there's no point looking back.
And then Matt walked into my life and it all changed. I really thought he was going to be the one.
Lillian, just because it didn't last, you mustn't start to regret it. That's what I did when I split up from Fallon's dad, and it just makes you bitter.
I suppose.
Now, what do you think of this? Me and Sid want to try and get some more people in during the day, so we thought we'd do a lunchtime promotion.
Mm.
You know, two for the price of one on a select menu. What do you reckon?
Mm. Why do you think some people are so lucky?
What?
I mean, just look at my brother and Pat. I mean, they've been through some terrible times. Yeah, they're still together. What about Jenny and Brian? You'd have thought they'd still be married.
No.
I suppose it must mean they were meant for each other. Oh, put another one in there for me.
Lillian, don't you think maybe...
What?
Well, you're already on your third.
Mum, Sid needs you in the yard.
Why, what for?
I don't know, he didn't say. He just asked me to get you.
Right, okay. Can you look after the bar for me?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I'll be back in a minute.
Sure.
Oh, darling, how are you?
I'm all right.
You don't look very happy. Don't worry, you've come to the right place.
Can I get you anything?
Oh, now you're talking. I'll have another gin and tonic, darling.
Sid?
Ah, Jolene.
Fallon said you needed me.
Yeah. Have I got some more cider coming? I've just been down in the cellar and we're on the last barrel.
What?
Well, didn't you do the order?
Well, I can't remember. Why don't you look at it yourself?
Okay.
Is that all you wanted to know?
Yes, thank you.
Oh.
Jolene! Look, I'm sorry if I put my foot in it with Fallon. I didn't mean that she should give up her music completely.
We should be encouraging her, Sid.
Can't you see how down she is? I don't know when you start telling her she's not going to make it.
Well, she might not.
Oh, Sid!
I'm just being realistic.
She's 24, for heaven's sake. She still has loads of time.
And it never hurts to have another string to your bow. That's all I'm saying.
Oh.
I mean, she could go into teaching.
Teaching?
Yeah, or she could learn a trade. And earn a good whack doing plumbing.
Oh, my Lord!
Well, at least she'd have something to fall back on.
Fallon already has a job. Why do you suddenly want to stop her from working here?
I don't. But she can't be a barmaid all her life.
Oh, no, that would be awful.
And okay, so she's still young, but give it a couple of years. And with the jobs market the way it is, employers are going to look at her CV and wonder what she's been doing.
You make it sound as if her life was over already.
Well, there must have come a moment when you realised you weren't going to make it.
What?
Well,
I'll have you know. The Midnight Walkers were very successful, thank you very much.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
No, Sid, I don't. This is Fallon's dream, and I'm not having you or anyone else ruin it for her.
I'm not.
She's got more than enough talent.
I know she has. But sometimes talent isn't enough. There are loads of people with talent. How many of them have you ever heard of?
Well, not me, that's for certain.
Oh, Fallon, love.
Oh, I didn't mean...
You mustn't listen to Sid. We both want you to succeed.
Of course.
No, it's fine, it doesn't matter. Have you got the key for the bottle room?
Bottle room?
Yeah, we've run out of gin.
Oh, you've not been serving Lillian, have you?
Yes, what else was I supposed to do?
Oh, no, I should have said something.
So what, you don't want me to serve her then?
No, it's all right. No, I'll go.
I don't mind telling her.
No, it'd be better coming from me.
Okay, then.
Listen, Fallon, about what I just
said... It's all right.
No, it's not that I don't think you've got talent.
Just forget it.
You're a brilliant musician. I'm only thinking of, well, the worst-case scenario. There's always the chance that things won't work out like you hope.
It's okay, Sid. Don't fret about it. You're probably right.
Jolene, Fallon's just nipped out to get some more gin.
Yeah, I know, I've just seen her. Although, I'm not sure you should have any more.
What?
Well, don't you think you've had enough?
What are you talking about, Jolene? I've only had a couple.
You've had more than that.
Oh.
And it's still only lunchtime. Come on, there's still plenty of the day left to have a drink in. You don't want to spend it all in the pub.
Oh, yeah. You're probably right. Mm. I was thinking of going into town this afternoon anyway.
Good.
Maybe a spot of retail therapy can lift me out of my sorrows.
Oh, you're not going now, are you?
Might as well. Car's only outside.
Oh, maybe you should go home instead.
Hmm?
Well, just to be on the safe side. You don't want to get pulled over by the police.
No, I suppose I shouldn't really get behind the wheel of a car.
I'll drive you back.
Oh, would you, darling?
Of course. Just let me tell someone. Sid! Fallon?
Oh, goodness, yeah. I do feel a bit wobbly.
Well, you can come back and get your car tomorrow.
What is it?
Oh, hello, love. I'm just going to take Lillian back to Home Farm. Do you mind watching the bar for a while?
No.
You'll be okay, won't you?
Yeah, of course.
But you are all right.
I'm fine, Mum.
Whoops-a-daisy.
You mind yourself, Lillian.
Just go.
Yeah. No, come on, my darling.
Thank you, darling.
It's not as if I've got anything better to do, is it?
All right, to see you, Bab.
Vicky?
Oh, there you are.
Is that Beverly?
Yeah. Oh, what a shame you've missed her. She's got some wonderful ideas for the garden, Mike.
Oh, yeah?
Maybe I should call her back.
No, it's okay. And I'm sure what you two have cooked up will look lovely.
So, what have you been doing?
Me?
Mm.
Oh, I've been doing a bit of research into this idea of expanding the milk round.
Huh?
Ed's right, we ain't got the money.
Oh, no.
Not for a start. We'd need another 20 Guernseys to make it worthwhile. Then I'd probably need a bigger pasteuriser, a few other bits and pieces. All in all, I reckon it wouldn't leave much change from 25 grand.
25?
Oh, no. And the price of the cows would be on top of what Ed already owes Oliver.
Well, couldn't you buy the cows?
Me?
Well, I thought you mentioned something about sharing the cost.
Yeah, I didn't think it would be that much, though. And I certainly wouldn't feel comfortable borrowing that kind of money. Not at my age.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, well, man can dream, can't he?
So where are you off to now?
Oh, just down to Aidenwood. Some scrub I want to clear.
You all right, love? You do seem a bit down.
No, I'm okay.
Well, no, it's disappointing.
Oh, honestly, it was never a serious idea.
But still. Come here.
Oh.
I don't like it when you're sad.
There was one thing I meant to tell you.
Yeah?
While you were out at the supermarket, I booked the honeymoon.
You did?
Yeah.
So, where are we going?
I'm not saying.
Oh, go on.
No, I want it to be a surprise.
Oh, that's not fair. How am I supposed to know what to pack? Well, is it going to be warm?
I should think so.
Well, what else?
That's it.
Moik!
Except that it involves a boat. But I am not telling you any more.
Oh, you're such a tease! Well, this isn't over. I'm going to grill you when you get back.
Eddie, I'm so sorry.
Oh, don't you worry.
I know I said I'd be finished in time to take the cows back. Silly idiot, I went and put the tractor wheel in a ditch.
Honestly, David, it's no bother. I've taken the cows back any road.
Oh, right.
Well, didn't want to just leave them waiting for you in the yard.
Well, where'd you put them? In the next paddock?
Well, of course not. I checked out all the paddocks like I did last time.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, best thing all round, I thought.
And you found the one with the most grass?
Well, I did me best, but it was only a guess. I could really do with finding out how to do it properly.
What, with the plate meter?
Yeah. You could give me a lesson, couldn't you?
Yeah, of course. If you'd like to learn.
Right. I'll take myself off now.
OK. Eddie?
Yeah?
Just a thought. Ruth and I have been thinking about going on holiday.
Oh, yeah?
And we need someone just to keep an eye on the farm. I don't suppose you'd fancy doing it.
Well...
Bert will still be around to help.
It's an interesting offer.
How do?
Oh, evening, Joe.
Dad, what are you doing here?
I'm looking for Mrs. Archer.
Ruth?
No, your mum. I've been to Glebe Cottage, but nobody's in.
Oh, right. Well, as far as I know, she's not here.
So, what do you need her for?
Well, I went in the bowl to check her on the computer to see if I got a place on the plinth in Trafalgar Square.
And have you?
No. I wondered if Mrs. Archer had been more lucky.
Oh. Well, like I say, haven't seen her. So, Eddie, anyway,
yeah?
What do you reckon? Do you think you'd be able to look after the farm for us?
Yes, Ruth and David want to go on holiday.
Oh, right. Well, yes, that'd be mine.
Yeah, hold your horses, Dad.
Eh?
There's a lot to think about. I mean, it's a lot of responsibility.
Oh, don't you listen to him, David Archer. Of course he'll do it.
And I'll have to give up other work. Depending on when it was, I'll probably have to miss out on a couple of car boots and... Well, landscaping jobs are beginning to pick up a bit.
What landscaping jobs?
Well, why don't you have a think about it? There's no rush.
Yeah.
It was only a thought.
Yeah, no problem, David. I'll have a ponder.
So do you know when Dad's getting back?
Oh, soon, I expect. He's been down the woods for a couple of hours. Now, let me show you what the designer's got planned for the garden.
Okay.
On this side, we're going to put up a pergola so that Roy and Hayley can have a bit of privacy.
Are they having theirs done as well?
Oh, yeah. We see each other sharing it all, really.
Right.
I don't think I've told you, Brenda. You know the pictures I took at your graduation? Well, Linda's put one up for you on the village website.
What?
Well, she suggested it. She wanted me to write something, you see.
There's writing as well?
Well, we're all so proud of you. I thought it'd be nice. Tell everyone about your great success.
Yeah, great.
You know, your dad's booked us the proper honeymoon this morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Don't tell him where we're going, but I reckon I've sussed it. He hasn't told you, has he?
Me? I don't know anything about it.
Well, he says it involves a boat, so that has to mean a cruise, doesn't it? Well, it couldn't be anything else.
No, I guess not. Listen, Vicky...
No, this part of the garden. Beverly wants to open up the view.
You know, I think I might just come back when
and
Dad's
here.
And then
we're going to take down the conifers at the end there, yeah? And, of course, that apple tree will have to go, but that's easy enough. And then
what?
This area can be... Huh?
You're getting rid of the tree?
Well, it's in the way of the view.
But that's Mum's.
I'm sorry?
That's my Mum's tree.
What?
We planted it for her after she died. Didn't you know that?
No.
No.
What am I thinking?
Brenda,
I bet you didn't know it's my mum's birthday today either.
It isn't, is it? Oh, your dad didn't tell me.
No, of course he didn't.
Please,
he'd rather pretend she didn't exist than stop you from getting your own way.
Oh, Brenda, that isn't fair.
You just wade in, changing everything to suit yourself.
Oh, I've tried ever so hard to fit in.
Oh, yeah. Tell me one moment, just one moment, when you have given the slightest consideration to how the rest of us feel. And now you want to get rid of the one thing that still reminds me of my mum.
Brenda?
Oh, Mike. You have to explain.
What's going on?
You didn't tell me it was Betty's tree.
What?
Don't worry, Dad. I don't expect you to remember.
Brenda, Brenda, come back here.
Beverly wanted to cut it down.
Oh.
Now, if I'd known, I would never have agreed to doing it.
Of course you wouldn't, love it. Oh, I'm sorry. I should have told you.
Oh, Mike. She said some terrible things.
Did she?
She says I just want everything my own way.
No.
I didn't mean to upset her.
Jill Archer didn't get on the plinth neither. Only one ballot left now. I don't reckon we're going to get the police.
Oh, well, at least you gave it a shot.
And what about you?
What about me?
Are you going to take David Archer up on his offer?
Well, I could have done without you undermining my negotiating position.
You're going to do it, though, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know, Dad. I know I was laying it on thick before, but it is a lot of responsibility.
Well, what are you worried about? Milking into problem?
Oh, I know. But there's the sheep and the Herefords.
Well, I think it's a shame. Us Grundys, we're farmers. We should be able to look after somewhere like Brookfield. In fact, hey, Eddie.
What?
Why don't we all look after it, hmm? There's no reason why you have to do it on your own.
Oh, no.
We could all do it. In fact, we could move in.
To Brookfield?
Why not? I'd be able to help you out. And the Archers would get the comfort of knowing there's somebody on the farm day and night.
That's a thing.
And Clary would love it. You know, having little George just across the yard.
You're right, it's perfect.
Ed and Emma could bring him over all the time.
They could.
It'd be like giving us an holiday and all.
Hey, Davy's got that big armchair, hasn't he?
Oh, ah. Oh, that looks comfy, that does.
It does. I think you might be onto something there, Dad. We just need to persuade Ruth and David.
All right, but don't be long.
Okay.
Tom's going to be home soon. I need to get on with stuff.
That's fine, lover. I just need you to understand.
Understand what?
That this wasn't Vicky's fault. Please, you can't blame her. I'm the one who should have told her about the tree. And I didn't realise what she was planning. I thought she just wanted to put in some extra beds, plant some more flowers.
As if.
I should have listened, but that's all it was. A misunderstanding. Nobody's trying to pretend your mum's memory isn't important.
That is exactly what you're doing.
Now, Brenda, honestly.
Well, isn't it?
No.
Then why didn't you tell Vicky about the tree?
I just told you.
No, before this, before all the garden stuff. That was where we scattered Mum's ashes, Dad. Didn't it even occur to you to mention it?
It's difficult.
Why? Because you can't say no to her? No,
that isn't true.
Well, then it must be because you don't care, because you've tried to get rid of Mum everywhere else.
Now, Brenda...
Where's that picture you had up?
Huh?
The one of you and Mum at your wedding.
It's in my drawer.
That sounds about right.
Now, listen...
You've changed the house. You're changing the garden.
You're not being fair.
And you haven't even remembered it would have been Mum's birthday today.
Of course I've remembered. How could you even think I'd forget? But I wanted to do it quietly this year. That's where I was this afternoon. I went down the woods so I could be on my own for a while.
Dad?
It's not easy for me either. And don't you dare assume it is. Don't you think there have been times when I felt like I was betraying your mum? But I have to move on, and you can't take it out on Vicky.
I know. shouldn't have blown up at her.
And I should have told her about the tree. I don't know why I didn't think. I suppose when I want to feel close to your mama, I just have to look at you.
Dad.
It's easy for me.
No, it's not. But I just want something left so it feels like she hasn't gone completely.
Of course you do. Look, maybe we could come to some kind of compromise. Perhaps we could put up a proper memorial somewhere quiet where we can all go.
No.
Well...
Please, Dad. The tree has to stay. Please.
Okay.
You have to tell Vicky.
Yeah, all right, I will. I promise. Mum's tree isn't going anywhere.
I mean, can you believe that? She just wanted to chop the tree down.
Well, if she didn't know it was important...
That's not the point. It's just thoughtless, Helen. It's not that long since Betty died. Everything's happened so fast.
Yeah, I guess.
She just needs to be a little bit more sensitive, that's all.
But it can't be that easy for Vicky either. I'm sure none of it's malicious.
Yeah, well, it is from where Brenda's standing, I'm afraid.
Look, can we get on a little faster? I need to take the salad over to the shop.
Oh, and you should see the picture she put on the website.
Hmm?
The village website. Have you seen it?
No, never look at it.
Well, she's posted a photo from the graduation on Friday.
What's the matter with that?
She's standing there with her arm around Brenda as if she's been in the family for years.
So?
She doesn't even really know Brenda. As for me and Roy, we're not even in the picture. I mean, there were plenty of other photos she could have chosen.
Okay, I agree. She's a bit crass, but she's not going anywhere.
Mm. She didn't even ask Brenda if she wanted the picture on there in the first place.
Morning.
Hi. Oh, hi, Dad.
How are you doing?
Oh, that's mine. Could you, Dad, just help Tom finish off while I take this?
Yes, okay. What about the tomatoes?
You can see for yourself.
Oh, yeah, that's good. I was worried some of them weren't ripening fast enough.
Hello, Kirsty?
Oh, hi, Helen.
Everything okay?
Fine, yeah. Are you going to be here soon?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I thought I'd have finished by now.
Oh, that's all right. It's just we're running out of lettuce and cucumbers.
Okay.
Are you still on the farm, then?
Yeah, I'm at the polytunnels now. Look, I'm really sorry. I won't be much longer.
Helen, it's fine. Just get here as soon as you can, okay?
And you're sure you're managing?
Yes, Dad, I'm fine. I've got Helen helping me.
Yeah, all right. It's just that we need to start delivering these soon.
Helen, would you tell him?
What's that?
I'm just checking how you're getting on.
And I told him we're on top of it.
Yeah, I suppose. We're almost finished anyway.
Oh, well. These the recipe ideas to get in the boxes?
Yeah. Brenda's done a nice job, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm. You know you need to fold them over?
Yes.
All right. Well, I must say, you do seem to have everything under control.
Thank you.
Perhaps I should go on that holiday.
I'm sorry? What holiday?
Oh, nothing. It wasn't serious.
Yes, it was.
Tom, we're far too busy.
What wasn't serious?
Oh, Tom just suggested your mum and I should go away somewhere.
Well, don't you think? We'd be able to cope for a week or so.
Come on, Helen. Back me up here.
Well, I think...
They could do with a break.
Look, I can see what you're saying, and it would be very nice.
Exactly.
Maybe in a couple of months.
Oh.
Now, as you're both managing, I'll leave you to it.
Okay.
I need to check on the casuals for Friday, and see you later.
Yeah, bye, Dad.
See ya.
Right, let's get this finished.
Thanks for the help. What? We need to persuade him. He thinks we can't manage the farm.
Well, we can't make them go on holiday.
No, but between us we can start to grind them down.
Oh.
I know Dad's back better now, but it's not going to stay that way if he doesn't take it easy.
Look, it's up to them if they want to go away somewhere.
Yeah, but...
Now, please, can we hurry up? This lot should have been at the shop by now.
Can you manage that, dear?
Yes.
Just pop the tea things down on the table.
I've got it.
Well, really, don't fuss. All right. It's certainly a lovely morning to sit outside. Maybe we should have asked Jack and Barney to join us.
Oh, well, I think Jack's happy doing his jigsaw, isn't he?
I suppose so.
Anyway, it's nice just the two of us. He
You should take your breaks while you can get them, Mum.
Yes, I know.
Go on, help yourself to a biscuit.
Oh, lovely. Thank you for these.
Well, I saw you hadn't got any.
Is everything all right at home?
At home? Yes, of course it is. The farm's very busy and Adam's not getting much rest at the moment. Here we are.
But everything's all right.
Honestly, Mum, it's fine. Actually, I was more worried about you.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, don't worry about me. I know you've got your hands full taking care of Lillian.
And Lillian's worried as well. And Tony.
What about?
Well,
Jennifer?
Well, we've noticed how very careful you're being with your money at the moment.
Oh, I see.
Well, for a start, you haven't been asking me to get as much money out of the bank as usual.
Well, I don't need anything.
And you stopped treating yourself.
Treating myself?
Yes. When was the last time you went out with a friend somewhere?
I have to be here for Jack.
Oh, Mum.
Just because I'm not splashing my money about.
Look, it's nothing to be embarrassed about.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
These are... Well, they're difficult times, and I wouldn't blame you for being worried.
I'm not.
But why?
Anyway, it's fixed now.
What is? Mum?
I had a little trouble paying the care agency last month.
What kind of trouble?
Oh, it wasn't serious. But the fees are paid with interest from an account. And I haven't noticed how far rates had dropped recently.
Oh, Mum.
I've transferred the money now.
So, is this the reason you've been skimping on things?
Skimping?
Yes. Not going out and saving your money on treats like chocolate and biscuits.
Jennifer, I can afford to buy a packet of biscuits.
Yes, of course you can. So why aren't you?
Here we go. It's the final box.
Oh, brilliant.
That should keep you going for a couple of days.
Yeah, give it here.
Oh. So did you run out in the end?
No, but it was starting to look a bit sorry out there.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to make you rush, though.
Oh, don't worry. It's all I seem to be doing at the moment. I've got to get straight back to the dairy after this.
Well, stop here for 5 minutes. Kettle's just boiled. Have a cup of tea.
Actually, I could do with a glass of water.
Oh, cool. So, apart from being run off your feet, how are things?
Oh, not bad. Like I say, I haven't really had a moment.
And how's Annette?
Still pretending she isn't broken-hearted.
Oh, dear.
Yep, she isn't really talking to me about it. Most of the time she's in her room or on the computer.
And she still doesn't know you had anything to do with Jazza dumping her.
No.
Helen.
I know. But it was disgusting the way that he was treating her. He only ever saw her when he couldn't find someone else.
And she was happy to be treated that way.
Well, it doesn't make it right, though.
No, I know, but...
And she's very naive. To be honest, I don't think Jazza's the first bloke she's let take advantage of her like that.
Well, that's up to her. I keep saying to you, you have to let her make her own mistakes. You can't keep jumping in every time she hooks up with some guy you don't approve of, no matter how awful he might be.
Look, she'll get over it. I bumped into Alice yesterday and I asked her to take Annette with her the next time she goes out.
Oh, great. So you're meddling again?
No, I'm just...
Stop interfering, Ellen.
Oh.
You can't run a life for her.
Oh, look, you're probably right, but Jazza was bad for her. It's better they've split up now than down the road when she might have got really hurt.
Well, at least she might have had a choice.
I need to go.
Oh, Helen.
Thanks for the water.
Oh, look, I know you were only doing what you thought was right, but imagine if she'd found out.
Well, she's not going to, is she?
No, let's hope not.
Well, then.
But what if she had? I'm just saying, you got away with it this time. You might not be so lucky again.
So when did you have your last financial review?
I know. I should have done it sooner.
Mum, it's not a criticism. I just want to know when you last spoke to your advisor.
It was before I had my stroke.
Back in October?
Yes. He wrote to me saying that in view of the economic situation, we should arrange a meeting. But then I went into hospital, and even when I got back home, I kept putting it off.
Oh, Mum, I wish you'd told us.
I know.
Well, why didn't you? We would have dealt with it for you.
Well, if you remember, I wasn't very happy with you all back then. Trying to take charge of our lives, putting Jack into a home without even consulting me.
Oh, right.
I didn't feel particularly inclined to ask for your help.
Point taken, but we're over that, aren't we? And so you still haven't spoken to your advisor.
He's not there anymore.
What?
He's left. Retired. It's a new chap now.
Oh, I see.
Jennifer, do you think Brian could look over my finances for me?
Brian?
Yes, I know you'll think it's silly.
No.
But I'd rather someone in the family did it. And Brian's very good with that sort of thing.
Oh, I'm sure he'd be only too pleased.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I don't know. Must be my age. But when I start thinking about stocks and bonds and share portfolios...
Oh, well, it's fine, and I'll tell you we want to keep things simple.
I'd appreciate it.
Oh, I wish you'd told us when it first started getting on top of you.
Jennifer!
No, I quite understand, Mum. We will sort it out.
How about this one, then? 7 nights in Malta, half board, flies out on Saturday.
No time, I've told you.
What?
It's too soon.
All right, then. Well, this one to Cyprus leaves next Wednesday.
Tom!
Oh, how nice does the pool look?
Hmm? I can't see on that tiny screen. How are you finding this, anyway?
I can surf the web on my mobile. Oh, these holidays are so cheap.
Well, we still couldn't afford it.
Oh, come on.
No, it's true. We don't have much spare cash. What with the mortgage and putting in the wet system.
How about this one, then?
No, I just told you I can't see on
that. Just have a look.
How much?
Yeah. Tempted now?
Oh, well, when it's that price.
Mm.
Where is it?
Kushadasi. It's in Turkey.
Right.
7 nights in a hotel.
And when would we go?
Flies out first thing Sunday.
Ah.
Well, that's fine, Dad.
Well, I don't know.
Honestly, we had to take over straight away when your back went last week.
Yeah, well, I suppose. But...
And just think how great it would be to be lying in the sun, nothing to do for a whole week.
Well, that does sound nice.
Then why not give yourself a break? We're doing okay, aren't we? The pigs are back, we're meeting the mortgage. Even my sausages. Okay, we might have lost a few sales after the change, but they're doing fine. We've had a big year, and now's the time to relax.
Yeah, I suppose. Wonder what your mum would think.
Well, she'll want to go.
You think so?
Of course. Especially somewhere like Turkey.
Well, then maybe we could manage to get away for a while.
Oh, hi, Helen.
Anywhere. Can't find any in the dairy.
Helen, tell Dad he should go to Turkey on Sunday.
What?
Tom's found this incredible holiday. It's cheap as chips.
And you're going on Sunday?
Well, yes, possibly.
Go on, tell him it's okay.
Well, you're entitled to go on a holiday, I suppose.
Oh, look, if you don't think you can manage...
Of course we can manage. Come on, Helen, they should go and enjoy themselves, shouldn't they?
Be great to get away for a while.
Yeah, of course they should.
Really?
We'll manage. You go and have a good time.
Hold up.
What is it? I need to get to the farm supply.
You haven't seen Ruth or David, have you?
No, sorry. I only popped back to get me a account card.
Oh, right.
You're a bit early for milking, aren't you?
Ah, well.
How come you need them anyway?
We might be neighbours for a couple of weeks.
What?
You know Ruth and David want to go on holiday?
Yeah, Em said something about them going away for his birthday.
Well, David has suggested that I might like to take charge of the farm while they've gone.
You?
Yeah.
Really?
It's not that strange, Edward.
No, sorry. Were you going to move in?
With your mum and grandad. That's what I'm going to ask them now.
Right.
Wouldn't it be great, eh? All of us back on a farm together. I reckon it'd be just like old times.
Dad, the colour's fine.
Are you sure? I mean, can always ask Jason to change it.
No. He's painted that wall once already. I'm sure when it dries, it won't be so dazzling.
OK.
Anyway, bye then.
Oh, do you think you're going to be long?
Not sure.
Well, it's just that Bev's going to come round soon.
Oh, right. Well, I was going to find Ed.
Oh, that's fine. I'll speak to her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, listen, thanks again. I know how excited you were about Bev's original plans.
Oh, Mike, really, it doesn't matter. We'll find some way of incorporating Betty's tree. I promise.
Well, I appreciate it. Right then.
What are you going to go and see Ed about? Is it to do with this expansion idea?
Oh, no. No, that's never going to happen.
I've been thinking.
Hmm?
What if I bought the cows for you and the other bits and pieces?
Pardon?
Well, instead of you or Ed finding the cash, what if it came from me instead? Well, it's not as if I'm going to be short of money. Once my flat is sold, I might as well do something useful with it.
No, I can't ask you to do that, love.
Why not? It's all you've talked about this week, and I wouldn't be much of a wife if I didn't support you.
We are talking about £25,000 here.
I know.
I mean, perhaps a little bit more, depending on how much it costs to upgrade the dairy.
Well, it's fine, whatever it takes, so that the two of you can build the business into something really special.
Vicky.
I mean, if you think it could work.
Yeah. I mean, we'd have to look at how we set it up, but no. Oh, love, that's incredible.
Well, I can't spend it all on gardening and decorators.
Oh, still,
And I'd like to make a contribution.
You are amazing. Oh, come here.
Oh, now, go on, you. Yes. See what Ed thinks about it.
Hello? Ruth, David, it's just me, Eddie. Anyone in here?
Ooh, nice telly. Wonder what channels they got. Right, let's try out the chair.
Oh, yes, I could get used to this.
Eddie!
Ruth! Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to...
What are you doing?
Nothing. I was just...
I thought you were David.
No, I...
Honestly, how come you're in here? You're frightening me to death.
Mike?
Afternoon, David.
You all right there?
Well, I'm looking for Ed. You don't know where he is, do you?
Oh, sorry, I haven't seen him.
We've already been down to Grange Farm, thought he might be at home.
Oh.
Never mind, it's my own fault. Just presumed he'd be at Grange Farm.
Oh, sorry.
No.
This is important.
I can wait. In fact, it mightn't be such a bad thing I bumped into you first.
Oh?
Could do with picking your brains.
Really? Well, sure.
Yeah, I've been thinking about expanding the business, you see. Putting on a couple more rounds.
Right.
Well, sales are holding up pretty well and... Our customers seem to like having milk that's fresh and local, even though everyone's feeling the pinch.
Oh, that's good.
Just seems to me that if the demand's there, we should be trying to meet it.
Well, yeah, of course.
So anyway, the point is, Ed don't feel he can stump up the money. I didn't think I could either until, God bless her, David, Vicky's offered to put in the money instead.
Sorry, how do you mean put in?
Oh, well, at the moment... I'm thinking we'd buy the extra cows, then Ed would own the original herd, and I'd own the new ones.
Oh, like a share farming agreement.
Is that what you call it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I thought it was something like that.
Well, no, it would certainly be very feasible. You hear quite a lot about them these days.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was only discussing it last week with someone at the NFU, actually. They're a good way to bring new people into farming.
So you think that's what we should be going for, then?
I'd say so. I mean, it would be fairly easy to set up, and as long as you've got the funds... And you're happy to make the investment.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's great, David. Yeah. I thought as much, but, well, I haven't been hands-on for so long.
Yeah, that's fine. Just hope it works out for you.
Oh, cheers.
It's nice to hear of a business that's actually doing well at the moment.
Wow.
David?
Good news.
Hey?
It's all sorted.
What is?
Your holiday. I've just spoken with the missus, and she agrees we should move in.
Oh, sorry?
Eddie, Mike.
Afternoon, Eddie.
Hold on, Eddie. What are you talking about?
Yeah, me, Clary and Dad. We're going to stay here while you're away.
Oh.
It's like we were saying before, looking after the farm, it's a lot of responsibility.
Sure.
Oh, really, you'd want someone here all the time and... Well, it's not good for me to be here on me tod.
Hey, so, what, Ruth said you can move in?
It's a great idea, isn't it, eh? Three Grundys for the price of one. And you get the benefit of our combined expertise.
Yeah, right. Would you mind excusing me?
No, of course not.
I just need to have a quick word with Ruth.
Thanks again, David.
No problem, mate.
Oh, by the way, you might need to change the batteries in your remote. Doesn't seem to be working.
Well, seems like everyone's going on holiday at the moment. Spoke to Brenda this morning. Pat and Tony are jetting off on Sunday.
Oh, this Sunday?
Yeah. Vicky and me are going on holiday in a couple of weeks.
Well, I'm looking forward to our little holiday here. That's what they say, innit, eh? A change is as good as a rest.
Ah, yeah, well, I don't reckon you'll have too much time to put your feet up.
We'll see. Got a few ideas for how to streamline operations around here.
Eddie?
I reckon we're going to have a ball.
But I thought you'd suggested that they could stay here.
No, of course I didn't. I just asked Eddie if he could keep an eye on the farm.
Well, how was I supposed to know that?
Well, you didn't honestly think that I'd say they could move in.
Oh, that was how Eddie put it to me.
Oh, come on.
If you told me...
I was just testing the ground. I just wanted to know what Eddie thought. I mean, I'd always presumed that Mum and Dad would stay here.
Well, they still could.
What?
Well, they might as well. The more the merrier.
No. No, no, no.
Well, why not?
Look, you'll just have to tell Eddie.
What? That we don't trust his family in our home?
Ruth, I am not spending my first holiday in ages worrying that I'm going to come back to find the house is burnt down. Or that there are ferrets in the bed. No, look, don't laugh. I'm serious.
Well, why did you suggest it to Eddie anyway? I thought we discussed this.
He's great with the cows and he sorted the paddocks for us that time. And I've said that I'll show him how to use the plate meter.
Right.
But I think we should draw the line at them all moving in. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Well, it seemed like a good idea at the time.
Well, maybe it was.
Hey?
Look, I know what we said, but Eddie is very good with the herd. And all right, Joe will have to smoke his pipe outside.
Oh.
But we know Clary would look after the place.
Even so.
And it means we wouldn't have to disrupt your parents.
Well, they wouldn't mind. It's only answering the phone and overseeing a few things.
Well, I'm sure they'll check in anyway.
I suppose. This is typical Eddie. I mean, he could blag his way into Fort Knox.
He certainly got you.
And you.
Yeah, yeah. And me. Come on. At least we know we can go on holiday now.
Well, that's true, I suppose.
You never know. It might actually turn out to be quite good.
I've got some good news. At least, I hope you think it is.
Oh?
We can buy the new cows.
What?
Well, you know I was saying we should expand the herd? Well, Vicky's going to put in the money.
Well, I'm sorry, Mike. I don't understand. Why is Vicky involved?
Well, she's selling her flat, you see, and she wants to help me build up the business. So we buy the extra cows ourselves, we can set up what they call a share farming agreement, then after we deducted the rent for the extra land and the interest on the new capital, we just split the profit accordingly.
Right, so what are you saying?
You don't need any money, Ed. You just have to agree to milk and take care of another 20 cows.
20?
You can manage that, can't you?
Yeah, well, I suppose I can.
Well, of course you can.
It's not going to cost me anything.
Not a penny. In fact, you'll be making more money. Should raise our production by nearly 50%.
Right, well...
So what do you reckon?
Yeah. Well, we should definitely think about it.
Great. Well, Vicky's probably ain't going to sell her flat for a while. But in the meantime, we should try and find out what land's available close to Grange Farm.
Yeah, sure.
All right, then?
Listen, Mike, I really need to
get on. Yeah, no, I'll let you get on.
But thanks, though. This sounds like it could be great.
We'll talk later, yeah?
Yeah, okay then.
See ya.
Mike.
Oh, hello, love.
Who's that?
It was Ed. I was telling him about your offer to buy the cows.
And?
He's very keen.
Really?
Yeah, I've spoken to David, too. He thinks it can work.
Oh, that's wonderful. I'm so pleased. I just wanted to be able to give you something back.
Oh, what's this?
Oh, you're not supposed to say that.
Hey?
It's a little something for below deck.
Huh.
On the boat.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, I'm going to go upstairs, do a bit more research.
Mike, Beverly dropped by and she's had some ideas about the tree.
Oh, okay.
Well, they're really lovely. We're going to create a special area in the garden down towards the side of the house. Should be really beautiful.
So you're going to move it?
That's right, yeah.
Vicky, I'm not sure...
Well, it'll probably look better there than where it is now.
I don't think Brenda would like it, though.
We might put in a seat.
Or Roy.
You don't understand. It would be tucked away somewhere peaceful where it can have pride of place.
In fact, I don't think I'd be happy about moving it either.
Oh.
I'm sorry, love, but it is where Betty's ashes were scattered.
Yes, yes, of course.
I know you were trying to be thoughtful.
No, it's all right.
Oh, love, I didn't mean to upset you, but you know how sensitive Brenda is about it.
Of course I do. Honestly, Mike, it's okay. Just thought I was doing something nice.
Yes, I know.
But that's fine. I mean, the last thing I want to do is to cause more problems.
You do understand, though, don't you?
Yes, of course. Don't worry. The tree can stay where it is.
Sid! Sid! I'm going out!
Oh, there you are.
Everything all right?
Yeah. What are you up to?
Oh, I'm just sorting out the wages.
All right. Well, I'm off now.
Yeah. Where are you going?
To Home Farm. I'm worried about Lillian. I don't think she's coping well.
Well, not judging by the state she was in last night.
Yeah, I know. Fallon's downstairs. You'll be able to manage.
Well, it's not as if we need two people on the bar and it's this quiet, do we?
Sid.
What?
Would you stop it? You'd soon miss Fallon if she weren't here.
No, that's not what I meant.
Isn't it?
No. I'm just saying the afternoons are very quiet. I don't have any problem with Fallon working here.
Well, that's good.
Jolene.
Because we've been over this. She's got enough problems with the band without you making her think we don't want her.
Yes, okay.
Right then. Well, I'll be off.
Fine. See you later.
Yeah. She's going to give up, Sid.
Oh.
And I, for one, am not going to let that happen. All right. I'll think about that.
So why didn't she ask me to look at her finances then? She's my mother.
I don't know, Tony.
I mean, why is Brian so much better? I've got just as much business experience as he has.
Tony, could you help me, please?
Huh?
With the suitcase.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Mind your back.
Yeah, all right.
So, what did Jennifer say about it?
Oh, just that Mum has a new financial advisor, that she's feeling a little bit overwhelmed, and she wants Brian's advice.
Well, so Jennifer didn't suggest it, then?
Oh, not that she's saying.
I expect Peggy just thought Brian would have more time.
What? With his little empire to run?
Oh, just look at the dust
on
that.
Who knows what he's going to tell her to do with it? How that money is managed is just as much a concern to us as it is to them.
I'm sure Brian's not going to suggest doing anything stupid. Stop thinking about that and concentrate on the holiday.
Eh?
I'm going into Felpersham in a minute to pick up some Turkish lira. Is anything you need me to get you? What about some new trunks? You've had that old pair of Speedos for years. I must remember to look for a guidebook. Did you know we were so close to Ephesus?
Where?
The ancient Greek city. Well, it's a ruin now, but it's where the Temple of Artemis was.
Oh, yeah, right.
So then, do you want some new swimming trunks or not? You could do with them.
Yes, all right. Would be useful.
Okay, then.
Sure. It's all very well going away on these last-minute trips, but there's such a lot to think about.
Well, like what?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on, it's going to be great. It's your idea.
Actually, it was Tom's.
Well, it's a very good one. I'm doing everything anyway.
Oh, I suppose so.
What have you got to worry about? You just need to chuck a few things in a bag and go.
No, that sounds fine, Julie.
Well, we thought we'd start the promotion on Monday. I brought the new lunchtime menu. It's all simple stuff. Gammon and egg, fish and chips.
Yeah. Whatever you think you know best.
Well, I just wanted to check that it was all right with you.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Mm.
Coffee? Soft drink?
Is Jennifer about?
Jenny? No, she's taking Mum shopping.
I'll have a coffee then.
Oh, good idea. Listen, I hope I didn't embarrass you again last night.
Me?
No, of course not.
I know I probably had one too many.
Lillian, don't worry. Nobody noticed. Well, and if they did, then they understand. We all know you're going through a difficult time at the moment.
Yeah.
And how are you today?
Oh, you know, soldiering on. Just a bit concerned I'd made a show of myself.
No, no, not at all.
Very sweet of you, darling. I tell you what, why don't we nip outside for a cigarette?
Oh, yes, please.
Let me get them out from a bag. Joanie won't let me smoke inside.
No, fair enough.
We don't want to harm little Rory's lungs.
Well, like I say, since the ban, I got used to smoking outside. It'd feel a bit strange if I didn't.
Yeah.
Leon, can't you find him? Look, if you've run out, I've got a packet with me.
I'm sorry, Jolene.
Sweetheart.
I don't mean to be such a mess.
Oh, don't be silly, it's fine. Oh, what's the matter?
Dear me. It's like a funeral parlour in here.
Huh?
I said it's pretty quiet.
Oh, yeah.
Still, it is the middle of the afternoon. I expect we'll get busy this evening. Mm. Anything interesting in there?
No. I'm just looking through the jobs pages.
Fallon.
What?
You don't have to do that. I told you. When you overheard me and
oh,
your mom...
no, it's not because of that.
I'm happy for you to carry on working here while you sort yourself out.
I know.
I just don't want you to get left behind. It's always useful to have a backup plan. And I just... What if you could find something you enjoy doing?
Yes, Sid.
You know? As well as your music.
Really? It's got nothing to do with what you said. I'm not stupid. I know I can't expect you and Mum to support me forever.
No, we don't mind. We want you to succeed. Your Mum's got a heart set on it. But, well... I suppose there comes a time when you have to accept that not all your dreams are necessarily going to come true. And I know you don't want to be serving behind a bar the whole of your life. You're such a bright girl. You could do so many things. They don't have to be involved in music.
No.
Fallon?
Excuse me.
Oh, Fallon... I didn't mean you weren't going to make it.
Honestly, Sid, it's all right. It's not you.
But... Oh, don't get upset. Fallon!
There you go. Oh, thanks.
You feeling a bit better now?
A little, yeah.
So how long have you had that card in your bag?
Last couple of days.
And it's Matt's birthday today?
Yeah.
Right. So are you going to post it?
I don't know, Jolene. I've been going over and over it in my mind.
You must have thought it were a good idea when you bought the card.
I suppose. I just didn't want Matt to think I'd forgotten. I mean, no one else is going to remember, are they?
Well...
No, of course they won't.
Then maybe you should send it to him. Don't have to mean anything. They can still care about each other.
No.
Just because you're not together.
No, he probably doesn't even want to hear from me.
No, I'm sure that's not true.
I didn't know what to write in it, anyway.
So is it still blank?
I just put, from Lillian. Oh, it's ridiculous. Why am I getting into such a state? It's just a stupid card.
Well, would you like me to post it?
What?
Well, if you're feeling awkward about going round to the house, I can drop it over for you.
No.
It's no trouble.
No, thanks, but there isn't any point.
At least it'll be waiting for him when he gets back.
No, I'm not going to send it now.
Oh, Lily.
No, knowing Matt, he won't even care it's his birthday anyway.
All right.
It's too late now. I should never have bought the card. I don't know what I was thinking. I'm just going to throw it in the bin.
You finished hoeing the cabbages?
Yeah.
All right, well done. Oh, listen, while I've got you, I wanted to remind you of some things for next week. You're probably going to want to order some more dairy detergent.
All right, Dad, I'm on it.
Oh, and you know that cow that caught herself on the barbed wire?
Yes.
Cassie? Well...
Keep an eye on her. Yes, I know. Enough already.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, you'd better not be taking your mobile with you.
Hello?
What?
Mum, can you make sure Dad doesn't pack his phone and don't let him go near one while you're in Turkey?
What?
Oh, I was just reminding Tom of a few things he needs to do next week.
Oh, right. And I told him to stop pestering. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, exactly. It's good for Tom and Helen to take charge of the place.
Yeah, okay, okay. Suppose I just feel a bit guilty about leaving you in the lurch.
Oh, stop talking rubbish. We managed perfectly well last year.
Of course you did. Where is Helen, by the way?
Oh, in the dairy, I think.
Yeah, she told me she's going to be staying late tonight.
Huh?
Well, Annette's out with Alice.
Oh, I see. I'll drop in on her later, then.
What have you got in the bags?
Oh, do you want to see?
Yeah.
There. What do you think of those?
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
But, I thought you were getting me trunks.
Oh, these are more fashionable, aren't they, Tom?
Yeah, I should say.
And at least small children won't have to avert their eyes. Bought you a hat and some flip-flops as well.
Oh, right, thanks, love. That's brilliant.
Oh, wow. You're going to be looking cool by the pool on Sunday, Dad.
Yeah, I think I will.
Let's just hope Turkey's ready for you, eh?
We need to keep an eye on her, Sid. This isn't like before.
All right. But, like I say, I don't know how much we can do.
Sid.
Plus, there may be other people you should be more concerned about at the moment.
What's this?
Just read the article. Fallon's already seen it.
Oh, no.
I thought I must have upset her at first, but then I saw the headlines.
And this is yesterday's newspaper?
Yeah. Although I think it says the court case was on Monday.
Well, what did Fallon say?
About nothing. She just walked out. She's been up in her room playing her music since then.
Poor love.
It says he drove the wrong way up a one-way street.
Yeah. Mr. Tucson was three times over the limit and was driving without road tax or an MOT.
Don't sound like he's changed.
Despite claiming he needed his vehicle for his job as a musician, Mr. Tucson, of no fixed abode, was given a fine and disqualified from driving for 2 years. She must have kicked him out then.
Who?
His girlfriend, if he's got no address.
Yeah, I suppose.
Oh, Wayne. What an idiot. And the last time I heard, I got the impression he was starting to sort himself out.
So you've read it then?
Oh, Fallon, sweetheart, are you all right?
I'm fine. Listen, I just wanted to check. You don't need me tonight, do you?
No.
Well, it's just that some of the guys are going clubbing in Birmingham. I thought I might join them.
Fallon, come on, love. You must have been shocked.
What about?
Well,
it's not exactly a surprise, is it? He's always been a waste of space.
Yeah, it still must have hurt, though.
Why should it hurt?
Fallon.
So am I right to go out?
Honestly, love, you don't have to pretend. I was upset when I read it, too. Come on, let's talk about this. He is still your father.
I couldn't care less. Seriously, Mum, he can do what he wants. It's got nothing to do with me.
The Archers was written by Tim Stimpson and the agricultural story editor is Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Birmingham studios by Kate Oates and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.